Darshan Dabuz Gedin, I repeat, Darshan Dabuz Gedin for January 22nd, 2013. January 22nd, first patient is Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, last name is Ellison, E-L-L-I-S-O-N. S-O-N, I repeat, Perry Ellison. Patient presents urgently today due to multiple problems. Patient was allowed to return to work yesterday and apparently states that he had, again, an unpredictable type of cough spell which lasts several minutes, and during that time goes into a spasm of his chest and right down to the groin, and now he has recurrent pain in the right groin area period. He has difficulty even walking, and today left from work due to the above period. In addition, he brings in his blood pressure machine, which reveals during the last week or so his blood pressures are extremely elevated in spite of taking Avapro 300 milligrams daily. When I went over with the memory in his machine, blood pressures are fluctuating from 140 systolic to 180, and diastolic ranging from 90s to 120 at times period. Explain to the patient that he should have called us, or one of the blood pressures in fact went up to 220 over 120, should have been taken to the emergency room period. Review of systems. At this point, he denies of any head, neck, respiratory, CV, GI, or GU symptoms, period. Ups active. HNT, all clear. Lungs, all clear. Heart regular rhythm. Heart rate is in the 70s at this point. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Right chest wall reveals a minimal discomfort over the right rib cage. Seems to be plain muscular. Right groin exam close to the ilioinguinal ligament. It reveals some pain, but not as severe as it was during last time. And as a result, he does have difficulty raising his right leg. Period. There is no bruising or hematoma on exam, and he's able to do an SLR on the left leg, which is normal, period. Patient has some difficulty with any type of abduction of his right leg due to the hip pain, which makes me suspicious that he may have a problem in the hip joint as well, period. Assessment, IVID assessment, patient with severe hypertension, not very well controlled apparently, since he was unable to tolerate X4 due to the side effects. Right groin pain, recurring problem, not as severe as the first time. And patient complains of initiation of this cough, which is very unpredictable, can happen once a week or once a month, which triggers entire number of events thereafter, especially the right groin spasm, etc. period. Plan, I repeat, plan at this point for the hypertension. I instruct him to continue taking what he is on at present time. However, at this point, we'll add verapamil, 240 milligrams once daily, number 30 prescribed. Continue to monitor closely blood pressure. Parameters were given, when to call us or when to be taken to the ER if it is extremely high. And at this time also we'll proceed with a right hip x-ray and also Soma 350 milligrams 1 BID number 30 prescribed, and also advise to apply moist warm compresses over the right groin area. And as for the cough, since I'm unable to see anything on exam, and he states that the sensation is much lower down to his throat, we'll start with an ENT consultation. For a patient, we have a scope, and depending on the findings and response, we'll advise further period. In the meantime, I will wait for an ENT consultation and patient follow-up next week sometime as well, period. In the meantime, I'm advised to stay off work temporarily, period.